This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all along America, all around America, and all around the world as well via the Internet and the satellite. Now, we give a special shout-out every night to our great active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget, everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes out especially for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck operators, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, to Felix and the gang, hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices. And we've also got the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And don't forget our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Appreciate all of them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's Donald Trump's website. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check out all the great things we have on the website for you to take a look at. All right, joining us right now from the frozen tundra up in Michigan, where it might be snowing right now by the looks of the weather map, it's none other than Rod Edwards. I found him. Or they found me. I guess they found me. But anyway, it's a little nippy where I'm at, but I imagine it's nippier where you are.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
We have, let me see here, what's my temperature? We have 55 degrees with clear skies right now going down.
Whoops.
Yep, going down to about the upper 40s or early 50s.
Oh, man. It's a 29 with just mostly cloudy skies in my neck of the woods.
So you're not getting the snow. That's good.
Nope. Just a little bit. We had a little bit earlier yesterday, but nothing now.
Plenty up to the west. Okay. You ready, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, Attorney General Garland was all the news yesterday. He named a special counsel for all things Trump. Trump, who just announced his intention, of course, to seek re-election in 2024, agreed to further step into the ongoing investigations against him and brazenly politically try to do something which is being waged against him in a political sense. Now, he also reiterated that he's been accused of a host of misdeeds for 6 years, which is true, without any finding of guilt.
You know, and when you see all this that has been going on in this continuation of investigations, no wonder Trump goes to Nutsville sometimes and he blurts out and says things. I mean, how many people could take as much unwarranted scrutiny as this man has taken? But Garland appointed former Justice Department official Jack Smith to the role of investigator. Smith is a former assistant U.S. attorney and chief to the DOJ's Public Integrity Section, which will oversee the investigation into Trump's retention of classified documents after leaving the White House. By the way, Captain, correct me if I'm wrong, but other presidents like Obama and, as I said, others have left the White House with lots of classified documents. That's not unusual. But Smith is also tasked with overseeing the investigation into whether Trump or other officials or entities interfered with the peaceful transfer of power. Well, if he interfered with the transfer of power, it wouldn't have happened or would have taken a longer time to get around to it. I just think, Captain, that this is just continuation of this ongoing effort to try to take Trump down. And one of the reasons, and most people may not agree with this, but is because Trump, out of all of many of the major political figures on the national level, he's not a globalist. And I think that sets him apart from the others. And when I say globalist, I mean he's totally pro-American, America first. And many of the other politicians and people like Garland do not have America's best interest first. And they don't like Trump for that.
Well, the one thing about Trump, you made the comment about the documents. Other presidents may have taken documents that may have been classified at one time, but when they took them with them, they had gone through the process to get them declassified. Now, Trump thought he did so. That was my understanding. He may or may not have. He may have got caught up in a loophole. We'll see. But I don't think he did anything intentional. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. If you like chilly temperatures, come on down. By the way, the water's still warm. All right, I'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Who says that government doesn't want to replace both God throughout society and parents in the lives of America's children? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. Once upon a time in the land called the United States of America, it was recognized that parents had a God-ordained right and authority to train up their children in the way that they should go so that they don't depart when they are older. Also, school teachers were expected and paid to teach the rigors of math, science, language, history, physical education, and reflect the high moral standards that were taught by parents and in churches. Of course, there were always those lurking about longing for the day to destroy our republic from within by dumbing down education and indoctrinating students into becoming useful idiot robots, voluntarily helping to destroy our republic from within. In recent years, jackbooted government enforcers have physically attacked parents for speaking out against replacing good education with smut. Parents in Duquesne, Michigan were recently told by school board president Roxanne McDonald their concerns don't matter. So now parents have retained the services of a reputable law firm and are taking the abusive Duquesne, Michigan school board to court. I'm hoping and praying those parents are victorious. I'm Ron Edwards. Enjoy the Ron Edwards American Experience daily. To find out where, go to theronedwards.com.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And oh, by the way, Constitutional Grounds is a delicious, hot, roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and a whole lot less acidic than most other brands. I know that because I can't stand coffee that's acidic just like you. It just starts churning in my stomach, and it's like, oh, boy, why did I do this? But Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many are raving about. Now, that's because you want the best cup of coffee, and Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. simply go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display on the RodEdwards.com website and make your purchase over there. Now, I've got right here in my Travis tumbler some Constitutional Grounds iced coffee. Oh, boy. Oh, that is good. That's so good. And you know, I got to tell you, I'm not just making this up. I mean, the coffee's there. I sip it every night. It's good. Ron knows that because he's sent me a bag to make sure that I got something to make at night when I'm here, and I do. So go over to the RonEdwards.com website to make your purchase. Remember, we always tell you that voice in the microphone that Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There he is. That masked man just rode through on that horse again. I'm telling you. It's hard to keep up with the guy on the horse. All right. Let's go back to what we were going to talk about. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie, a.k.a. Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and other Democrats in leadership positions who've carried out that witch hunt after witch hunt against all things Trump, and hello to Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, and other Republicans determined to hold hearings on the Biden family business and its years of shady, if not illegal as hell, business dealings in communist China and other countries hostile to American interests.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell's not going to like that.
I didn't mention his name, though, did I?
I know. But, I'm glad to see the flip. I'm glad to see that the Republicans have taken the House, and looks like their majority may increase just a little bit more. And that's all fine and dandy. But I don't know if Kevin McCarthy has the stones or the desire, because he's not a true conservative himself, to really carry out the rigors of good conservative-based government and to stand up to the Democrats. Because even when Republicans have been the majority in recent years in the past, they still always compromised with Democrats. And they thwarted true conservative Republicans from having full influence. And so we've ended up in stalemates or whatever. So I just pray that this time around, maybe Kevin McCarthy will shock us all and do what is right. And I understand they wanted to investigate and do things like that. I don't understand why they had to make such a big an announcement of it this early. There are many other issues that are pressing this nation, such as, oh, wait a minute, the economy and certain international issues that are very wasteful, such as the continued support financially of Zelensky and the dirty money that's been coming back to Democrats here and things of that nature.
From FXT?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just hope that this time around the Republicans in Congress will really do the right thing for the American people.
Well, I'm going to shock you, and I'm going to tell you that I'm going to believe that Kevin McCarthy and the crew that he's assembled can do that, because I think they realize that they're being given an opportunity of a lifetime again, and they need to get it right.
Yeah, but the story's going to come out, Captain, that Kevin McCarthy helped fund opposition to conservative candidates, and he preferred the milquetoast type Republicans who are not very effective.
And you know something? I've heard the story just like you have, but I've seen no proof. Not one item of proof.
I've heard it too, and I've read the story.
Yep, and I've not seen one item of proof. There's no fallback as to where that comes from, how they got it, any backlinks, crosslinks, nothing like that. And that's what you really got to be careful of when you look at stuff, because it'll get you in trouble every time. But anyway, let's continue to move along, because got to talk about little old Lauren Boebert, the little shorty with a gun on her hip. She, of all things, she stumbled into a victory. She was fixing to go through a runoff, or so she thought it was going to be a runoff or recount and everything else. And her opponent, Democrat Adam Frisch, called a news conference yesterday and said, that's it. I quit. I'm done. She's won. By 551 votes, she wins back her seat.
Yeah, I'm glad she did. And it was like by a razor-thin margin. But
yep.
I think she's a firebrand, and she wants to get things done. I think
one of a kind, right?
And,
one of a kind.
Yeah, and I like her, and so I'm just glad with the victory and with the Republicans in control of the House of Representatives. She said that we can focus on the issues that actually matter most, including getting inflation under control, increasing our domestic energy supply, securing the southern border, and being a strong check on the White House. Amen to that.
Now, Elon Musk has reinstated the Babylon Bee, Jordan Peterson, and Kathy Griffin back on Twitter. He has not yet made a decision on the Donald Trump ban, but that seems to be hanging in the balance. But of all the people to let back on, Kathy Griffin?
Yeah. Very interesting. He announced a new Twitter policy regarding freedom of speech that would penalize negative and hate tweets by diminishing their reach on the social media platform. But that didn't really stick out to me. Kathy Griffin, but not Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just foolish. But Trump said that he may not even go back on, even if he is reinstated or whatever. He's
so
allowed to go back on. He's growing his own platform anyway, so he doesn't really.
No.
He may need it, but in the campaign. But it's not. I don't know.
Now,
do or die. It's not do or die.
Now, your girlfriend's got a new look. Michelle Obama says that Americans are not ready for her natural hair. She's gone natural with the hair. I didn't know her hair wasn't natural. But the former first lady is still hurt by Donald Trump's 2016 victory.
Man, you really know how to insult a guy, don't you?
No, I just wanted to get you to rouse it a little bit.
Yeah,
besides
that'll
that,
do it.
Besides that, you're laughing.
Yeah, but that'll do it. Anyway, that individual said that Americans not that. That's retarded. I'm sorry. That's as nice as I can be. And she's still hurt. She's still butthurt over Trump's 2016 victory.
Yeah.
And I mean, what do people care about her hair?
I could care less.
It's not pretty. Neither is she. But no one gave a rip about that. It was her husband's policies that bothered us.
Yep. Must have been a lot of pillow talk going on in that house. Because she seemed to have quite the influence. All right, look, we've run out of time, so I'll have to say I'll see you on Tuesday. But in the meantime, have yourself a great weekend. I hope you don't have to shovel any snow. It's not very far away from you. All right, have a great day. Thank you very much, my friend. All right, Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and beyond. And I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are feeling the financial strain going into the holiday season due to inflation.
A recent poll from financial services company LendingClub found 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, an increase from the 56% who said the same last year. The survey also found 59% of those individuals had issues paying their monthly bills and saw significant price increases for their utility bills over the last year. Existing home sales are falling for the ninth straight month. The National Association of Realtors says they dropped nearly 6% in October. Higher interest rates and surging inflation are keeping many buyers on the sidelines. New York City Mayor Eric Adams signed a series of bills on Friday aimed at getting rid of rats in the city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain said.
Alrighty, the captain is going to send you the Hero Smile. Let me tell you something. This is the real deal, folks. I've been and visited a lot of different places that said that they work with the veterans and help with the veterans. The problem is they usually don't have the staff that you need to have to work mano a mano, veteran to veteran, one-on-one with these veterans that have problems. Well, at Hero Smile, that's not the case. Not only do they have veterans working with veterans when it comes to things like PTSD and TBI and maybe your financial situation that you need to have help with or education or this, that, and the other. Not only do they have people of that nature working there, but if you're a first responder, police, firefighter, EMS, they gladly welcome you to come and get your counseling there, too. And they will help you because they've got first responders that are there that have been through the same exact thing that you have. And that's where the rubber meets the road. So check them out online. Their website is heroesmile.com. That's H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com, the website. One more time, heroesmile.com, the website. And if you want to call them to set up an appointment, you can call them at 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T, NOW, N-O-W, the number 2. Either way, get a hold of them. See what they have to offer. Check out their website online. You're going to be amazed at what you see. They've got quite a bit of acreage, a nice place where you can go. They've got fishing there. They've got outside stuff there. They've got horses. They've got all sorts of stuff there to keep your mind off what your problems might happen to be. And they will work with you. And if you'll give them the time to work with you, you'll be a much better person. I've seen a lot of people, the way they go in there and the way they come out. So it's a totally, totally different ballgame. But it's heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Okay, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It certainly is, yeah.
Yep. And I'm not even looking at Mr. Rogers. you know, we have all sorts of things going on in our backyard. Mine, yours too. But wait till you hear this one. The Iowa caucuses, and now we're going to start talking about 2024, because the Iowa caucuses, which have been dubbed the first nominating event in every presidential election for the past 50 years, while New Hampshire has staged the nation's first presidential election year primary now for over a century. Now, as of November 17, 2022, that means the 2024 presidential campaign officially kicks off in 445 days with the February 5th, 2024 Iowa caucuses, followed by the New Hampshire's primary preliminary set for February 13th, the very next week, 2024. Critics of both parties, but especially Democrats, have long contended that Iowa and New Hampshire, with relatively small and predominantly white populations, are not demographically representative of the nation as a whole. Really? Farm country is not representative of the nation as a whole. Yeah, if you're a city slicker, I guess that's true. But despite the moves by state legislatures to push primaries to earlier dates on presidential election year calendars, Florida, by the way, most notably between 2008 and 2012, and then they went back to their regular schedule, the lineup has remained the same since 2016, from Iowa to New Hampshire to Nevada to South Carolina. So what say you on these changes? You think that we're going to see them again, or what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, really, it's the more things change, the more they stay the same. Certainly Iowa, if anybody wanted to have a caucus or anything before Iowa, Iowa would simply move it back to be in front of them. I mean, this is, I recall this being talked about, you know, several decades ago even, and that's what's going on. This is, they're always going to be that. So you have people come along and try to make these kinds of criticisms, but, it's going to be very difficult, to try to get those primaries moved. And like I said, because they have every right to move their caucuses. So it's a chasing your tail on that.
Now, I don't know if you heard this or not, but New York Congressman Lee Zeldin, who just ran for governor of New York, and yeah, he got beat, but he did quite well for a Republican. He ran very well, I thought. What do you think?
Well, of course he did, and it was Zeldin, Captain, that brought up and brought to the fore these major issues like crime and so forth, and really made Governor Hochul have to address those things at the very least.
Yeah, and now it's at the national level with the Republican Party. But Congressman Lee Zeldin said, and I quote, "I'm very seriously considering a run for the chairmanship of the Republican National Committee, even though it looks like the current chairwoman, McDaniel, has is going to run again."
Well, right. And well, that's because in the aftermath of the so-called red wave that never did, that did not really materialize to the extent that it was expected, yes, there could be some daylight there for someone to come in and want to be that new person.
Now, we know that after winning control of the U.S. House of Representatives, many Republican congressmen have said that investigating President Joe Biden and his family's business dealings will be their top priority when they formally take power next year.
Well, and that is, I'm sure, very true. That being said, that is part of what they will be doing. But what they need to emphasize going out the gate is going to be, what are they going to do about gas prices? In fact, one of the representatives here, I think even in my district, her slogan was lower gas prices. That's all the signs I ever saw all around was, you know, lower gas prices, and that was it. So they've got to be able to try to do something. Even if they don't have the real ability to affect major change, I think they have to be seen as trying to bring that about in the best way possible. Because if it looks like it's just payback or that kind of thing, then they're going to lose the goodwill that they're coming in with this new Congress.
Now, I don't know if you heard this, and it just came out yesterday, so maybe you haven't, but the U.S. Department of Defense has once again failed a comprehensive financial audit. The audit is the fifth comprehensive review of the department, and it's going nowhere. And the fifth where auditors were unable to find sufficient record keeping for the DOD to pass off on a clean audit. They did not get one. They will not get one. So we understand that this year's DOD-wide audit report involved 27 smaller component audits, of which 7 component audits received unmodified opinions, which means that auditors determined the underlying military financial information was recorded fairly and in line with U.S. accounting standards. But one component audit received a qualified opinion. That means that auditors found material accounting misstatements that were not persuasive.
Well, very interesting. I mean, honestly, you know, we talked earlier a little bit about the money that goes to Ukraine and where is it going and how does it get there and where does it come from and this kind of thing. So these audits are incredibly important, there's no doubt.
Well, they are incredibly important, and, of course, as NATO continues to move around, we have 5 aircraft carriers, the USS George H.W. Bush, the USS Gerald R. Ford, the United Kingdom's HMS Queen Elizabeth, the flagships of the French and Italian navies, the Charles de Gaulle and the Cavour. They're all operating together in Europe.
Very interesting. It's going to get interesting.
They're hanging around Ukraine. That's one thing I wanted to point out. Hanging around Ukraine. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle, folks, when we come back. The Truckers Highway Bible reports. Don't go nowhere. No how. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
TV. No, I don't.
Gretchen Wilson. Boy, oh boy. She's so cute, and that song's not funny.
Yeah, I like that song a lot.
Yep, Gretchen Wilson. Of course, she's a country darling. She's been around a while, and she's got a number of hits. That's one of them. All right, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, tonight, Captain, we're looking at some freezing fog if you're coming south out of Colorado into New Mexico down I-25. Definitely got a freezing fog advisory. That's going to stay with you at least till Santa Fe on the interstate there. It's going to stick a little east of Albuquerque and down also east of Socorro, but it's going to dip on down rather to Carlsbad, where it turns into a winter weather advisory down there. So you want to be careful of that. We do have a lake wind advisory. This is going to be in the Las Vegas. South of Las Vegas and down towards Needles and down through Lake Havasu City in Parker, Arizona. And, of course, we've got the Santa Ana winds coming in at least for most of Saturday, we understand, right now in Southern California. So, again, high winds, high-profile vehicles. Be careful. We've also got gusty winds and wind advisories up on I-80. This up especially around Donner Pass where it's really cold, by the way. And we continue, of course, with wind chill advisories. This is going to be up in Idaho, north of Dubois on Interstate 15. We've got a wind chill advisory going on there. It's going to continue on up towards Helena, Montana, and down I-90, of course, over to Bozeman, Montana. And we continue with the air stagnation all over Washington, all over northern Idaho, parts of Montana, including Missoula, Stevensville, over towards Baker City in Oregon, and most of southern Oregon has got this, this bad air quality that's going on there right now, Captain. Hopefully that's going to change here pretty soon. Rounding it out, wind chill advisory. If you're coming out of Cheyenne, coming up I-80 or towards Rawlins, be careful with very, very cold temperatures there.
Okay, we'll go over to southwest Texas coming out of El Paso on I-10 and I-20. You're going to have some cold temperatures and some winter weather, some snow flurries. Maybe heavy at times, but it's coming and going, that sort of thing. And then it's moving all the way to the east right now, looks like over towards Midland. So you've got it moving along with you if you're going east on I-20 or I-10. Now, that takes care of that. Down along the Gulf, you've got some water that's all riled up. It's a gale warning down there with winds along the Gulf. Especially from down around Brownsville, Harlingen, all the way over to New Orleans, and then it picks up again in the panhandle of Florida up around Tallahassee. And then we do have some freezing cold temperatures. We've got a real heavy frost going on tonight across the panhandle of Florida, and then it skips up into Valdosta, Georgia, goes over to Brunswick, Georgia, and then goes up the East Coast a little ways into South Carolina. Now, we do have snow. The snow starts in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and also goes up into Canada and is over on the east, on the west side of Michigan, along the west shore of Michigan, all the way from the Upper Peninsula all the way down to Indiana. So be advised, you'll have snow all the way down there. And down below, it'll be more of the lake effect snow. In the meantime, east of Cleveland now is picked up. East of Cleveland, all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way to Buffalo, all the way to Dundee, Fredonia, Ripley, about 40 or 50 miles east into New York, and then straight up to Buffalo, straight across the shoreline, over to Oswego and Pulaski and Fulton, and then straight north all the way to Watertown, you've got lake effect snow and plenty of it. There's at least 3 feet in many areas and more snow coming. Snowing at the rate of about 3 to 4 inches per hour with a wind, 35-mile-an-hour wind, which is going to make things just miserable. Now, over on the East Coast from Newfoundland all the way down to Jersey, North Jersey, and Long Island. You've got some offshore winds that are making things a little bit rough there with the surf, so be advised of that. And then you've got some wind on and off and some weather on and off all the way down to Cape Hatteras. So be advised of all that as you're watching the weather. Now, Kyle, give us an idea of the pilot and why we go into the pilot and Flying J truck stops.
Well, Captain, of course, we go into the Pilot and Flying J truck stops because they have everything that you need when you come in from the road, whether it's supplies or fuel or food. You're going to find the very best. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out the location nearest you. Don't forget to join the My Rewards Plus app to get great offers and save a lot. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning. In the meantime, we'll catch you over there at your website, kylewarrenshow.com.
That's correct. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Take care, Kyle.
You too.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. You get a lot of information during the course of the evening from him, and he's always geared up and ready to go, just like our next guest is. And, of course, you've heard her for a while here on the show. Her name is Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and we're going to go to her right now. Okay. Merrick Garland.
Good morning.
Merrick Garland.
Tit for tat. That's all I have to say.
They're playing a little game, aren't they?
Well, they are. I mean, it's not so much that Trump announced his run for president in 2024. I think it is because the House with Comer and Jordan have announced that they're going to seriously pursue the Biden crime family and
yep.
Joe Biden.
Yep.
So I think it's a tit for tat. Now, this cat, special prosecutor, Jack Smith, is highly partisan, by the way, because he's worked both in the Clinton and in the Obama administration. He mm-hmm. is a Democrat. He prosecuted, I'm trying to remember who it was that he prosecuted successfully, but it was overturned at the Supreme Court. So, yeah, I don't have much use for this, but the real story here is that now we really essentially have two candidates running for president in 2024 and they're both under investigation again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not surprised of the fact they're under investigation. You knew what was coming.
Sure. And so they're going to do everything they can to prevent Trump from
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. It is a great day in the neighborhood, and I hope that you're enjoying the weather and all that good stuff wherever you're at. If not, you should be, right? So Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.